From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A federal appeals court has ruled that President Trump's order restricting travel to the U.S. from several countries may take effect in part. A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Monday that people who have no bona fide relationships to those or institutions in the U.S. may be barred from visiting. The ruling temporarily overturns a lower court decision that blocked the travel order entirely. Iran has declared an official day of mourning Tuesday for the victims of Sunday's powerful earthquake along the western mountainous border with Iraq. The 7.3 magnitude quake and several strong aftershocks killed more than 4,000 people and injured 7,000. Iraqi officials report at least 7 deaths in that country. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was centered just outside the town of Halabja in Iraq's Kurdistan region and was felt as far away as Turkey and Israel. The United Nations agency monitoring Iran's compliance with a landmark nuclear treaty issued a report Monday certifying that the country is keeping its end of the deal that President Trump claims Tehran has violated repeatedly. The International Atomic Energy Agency report stopped short of declaring that Iran is honoring its obligations in keeping with its official role as an impartial monitor of the restrictions that the treaty placed on Tehran's nuclear programs. But in reporting no violations, it said Iran was honoring its commitments to crimp uranium enrichment. This is VOA News. President Trump repeatedly praised Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Monday, virtually ignoring discussion of Duterte's human rights record and carrying out thousands of extrajudicial killings in the war against drug suspects. The White House said human rights briefly came up in the context of the Philippines' fight against illegal drugs, but Duterte's spokesman disputed that account, saying there was no mention of human rights, there was no mention of extra-legal killings. With flowers, music, and the peace march, France paid tribute Monday to the 130 people who were killed in a string of bombings and shootings 2 years ago. From the capital, correspondent Lisa Bryant reports on the commemorations marking the 2015 Paris attacks, France's deadliest.
President Emmanuel Macron paid homage to those who died at each of the 6 sites targeted by Islamist terrorists on a balmy Friday evening 2 years ago. He stood alongside Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo and former President François Hollande as the names of the victims were read out. The commemorations were marked by a surprise performance by members of the Eagles of Death Metal, the U.S. rock band that had been performing at the Bataclan Concert Hall when assailants stormed in and a bloodbath ensued. It was the 2nd major terrorist incident in the Paris area that year, following a January 2015 attack on a newspaper and Jewish supermarket that left 17 people dead. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Thousands of women marched through the streets of Rio de Janeiro Monday to protest a recent congressional committee vote to make abortion illegal without exception in their country. Abortion is currently allowed in Brazil in cases of rape, a pregnancy that threatens a woman's life, or a fetus with a birth defect involving the brain. But the congressional committee last week adopted a measure that would remove those exceptions, provoking widespread outrage, though many Brazilians hold conservative views on abortion. And the Russian state-controlled media outlet RT confirmed Monday that it has registered as a foreign agent in the United States. The U.S. Department of Justice had given RT until Monday to register its operations or face legal action. The U.S. demand for RT's registration may be mirrored by Moscow, the Kremlin said last week, which would force outlets such as the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, which receive funding from the U.S. Congress, to register in Russia. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.